study after secular study have proven the great benefits of gratitude, even just to our physical and our mental health. I just read about one this morning about a study of those who kept a gratitude journal. They did so much better and felt so much better about themselves and were able to sleep better. They had less stress than others who did not do the same thing. And of course, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, it's a great reminder of who we should be about as Catholic Christians. We know it's easy for us to fall into the trap of complaining or seeing our lives as full of difficulties and sufferings and struggles, and certainly it may be, but it's also easy for us, even as people of faith, to take our many blessings for granted in our lives, to have somewhat of an expectation that we're deserving of all the best things in this life. But instead, if we too can follow the example, even the cues of these secular studies that encourage gratitude and live a life of thanksgiving in our daily lives, it makes a huge difference, not only in our relationship with God, of course, but also in our relationship with one another and God and God's people. And instead of complaining, of course, yes, we can offer those sufferings, unite those sufferings to Jesus' sufferings. But when we allow God to open our eyes to see all the ways he has blessed us, all the ways that he is working in our lives, all the ways that he is calling us and challenging us to grow closer to him, our lives completely change. When we can truly give thanks, even for the smallest things in our lives, we realize that God is with us through the thick and the thin. That no matter what happens, his presence is with us, sustaining us and strengthening us, even in those times he may seem to be far away. In our gospel today, for the lepers, of course, they may have felt that God had abandoned them because of the horrible disease that they were suffering themselves. And they had called out to Jesus, seeking his pity, seeking his mercy, and desperate help, because they had been isolated from the rest of the Jewish community because they were considered unclean because of this horrible disease. And of course, Jesus reached out in great mercy and compassion. And there was, of course, the one leper who came back, the one who was a Samaritan, the one who was the most despised and the most outcast. But he came back to praise God, to praise Jesus for the wonderful things he had done for him, and restoring him to the community, and restoring him to the ability of being able to worship God and give him thanks and praise. Yes, that is our call, to give him thanks and praise each day, to take that time each day, to pause perhaps, especially in the evening, is a great time for us not only to make an examination of conscience, the ways that perhaps we have failed God throughout the day, but also to take that prayerful time to reflect upon the ways that God has shown his light and love in our daily lives, and to thank and praise him for all those gifts that he has showered upon us each day. And also, of course, as we rise each day, to give him thanks and praise for another day and the opportunity we have to encounter him and his love in all circumstances and in other people. And of course, the best way that we say thanks and give God thanks and praise is every time we celebrate the Eucharist. The Greek word Eucharist actually means thanksgiving. And here we give thanks for the greatest gift of all. Jesus, the Word made flesh among us, Jesus given for us on the cross, defeating the powers of sin and death, inviting us to new life, inviting us into friendship and discipleship, and inviting us to surrender our lives to him as well in great gratitude. So we pray today that through the power of this Eucharist, our lives would be renewed in the power of thanksgiving, so that we can also draw others to God through our example and witness.